So we're still seeing that increase in numbers. We are at 1,159 cases. That's with 72 cases added in the past 7 days. I think 20 or so of those were added over the weekend.
That's Wyvonne Long, Director of Garfield County Public Health, with an update for Garfield County Commissioners at a special meeting on Monday, October 26th.
Even though we are seeing a lot of community spread here, we're seeing person-to-person spread within families as well.
As of October 23rd, according to the county website, the COVID-19 incidence rate was considered very high at 189.5 cases per 100,000 people. This shifted the county's safety level from comfortable well into the level 2 or cautious zone on the county's coronameter. Wyvonne Long added that neighboring counties are also seeing a spike in cases.
Eagle County saw 63 cases over this past week. Pickens saw 16 cases, which was just down slightly for them from 22 weeks ago. And Mesa County, our neighbor to the west, has seen an increase of 482 cases.
She said that hospitals in Garfield County are not filling up. Governor Polis recently issued a new order stating that gatherings cannot exceed 10 people. Long added that if the county doesn't mitigate the spread,
the state will come in and take mitigation stances for us. So I would like a discussion with you guys of what direction you would like to go with that.
Commissioner Mike Sampson adhered to the idea of common sense and personal responsibility.
And not being crowded together in a small room together with a bunch of people, especially if you don't know who these people are and where they've been and so on and so forth.
Commissioner Tom Jankowski urged an increase in media outreach.
We need to emphasize to people that now is a good time to limit your social interaction. So maybe instead of going to the store every day to get groceries, that people may wait and go once a week, things of that nature.
But Commission Chair John Martin said he's reached COVID overload. He acknowledged that practicing personal safety and educating the public is important, but he added personal freedoms are at risk.
But I'm telling you, we are just crippling our economy and our way of life, and we have to do something. And I don't think rolling back to orange and bunkering down again is the way to go.
None of the commissioners is in favor of a mandate for wearing masks or moving beyond state guidelines. Newcastle resident Sharona Bishop stated that she was disheartened by the commission's response.
I'm disappointed to not hear any talk at all about the CDC's research that they've been doing since July on mask wearing versus non-mask wearing.
Bishop's claims included information from a Dr. Frank, an Ohio-based high school chemistry teacher with a PhD, who has said that the spike in cases is not community spread.
He had such a great observation that I'm not sure if we're taking into account. He just said natural immigration flow from immigration workers. That's why we have the increase that we had in July. It's happened in every other place. There you have migrant workers coming. It was not a spike at all. It was a new information, right? New people being introduced to the virus in our community.
Bishop also questioned testing protocol, social distancing, and said that studies since July by the Centers for Disease Control show that more people are testing positive for the virus who wear masks than those who don't wear masks.
It shows that almost 80% of the people who are testing positive wore masks all or often versus 3.9% of positive tests, this is starting back in July, who do not wear masks, only 3.9% tested positive.
But Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC, says in a video on the CDC website that wearing masks is one of the best ways to prevent the spread of the virus.
This is one of the most powerful weapons we have in the fight against COVID-19. Wearing a face mask whenever you're in a public setting, combined with social distancing and frequent hand washing, are all simple actions that we can take to help slow the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC updated public health recommendations on October 21st to accommodate new scientific evidence, evolving epidemiology, and the need to simplify risk assessment. New recommendations are based on growing evidence of transmission risk from infected people without symptoms or before the onset of recognized symptoms, increased community transmission in many parts of the country, a need to communicate effectively to the general public, and continued focus on reducing transmission through social distancing and other personal prevention strategies. Those strategies include hand washing and wearing masks or personal face coverings. At Monday's meeting, Bishop's solution was to allow the public to remain free to act as they want.
They're American citizens. They're independent and free. They can decide what they want to do for their own health. I'm not missing Thanksgiving with my 83-year-old grandmother.
As of Wednesday, October 28th, Garfield County's incidence rate jumped about 34% to 254.7 per 100,000 people, which means community spread in the county has gone beyond cautious to concerned. If the spread increases, the county could be headed for more severe restrictions. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.